T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
911.
This is a non-emergency, so feel free to cut me off if something comes in. And I feel kind of silly calling, but is there any Air Force airplanes or helicopters flying around in Elgin or Ottawa County tonight?
I don't know if you guys do anything on UFOs at all.
It's not a really emergency. We just called about the UFOs, we thought.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same airplanes.
That sounds pretty good. And that is the lead-in for the show that Mike Sielski has become engrossed with.
So, as you know, Glenn...
I'm already in just by that.
As you know, I'm a nostalgic person. I like to revisit things from the past. And the show that I've gotten back into lately in its current form is Unsolved Mysteries, which has gotten a reboot on Netflix.
Yeah, now, it was around forever, right?
So I preface this by saying when I was a 12 or 13-year-old kid, I can remember very vividly Wednesday nights television in my home, because Unsolved Mysteries would be on NBC from 8 to 9 o'clock, and I think The Wonder Years would be on the same night on ABC. So those, that was
big
a big
day.
Night of TV.
Get in the pajamas, Mike. It's going to be a big night ahead.
Get those footies on, and I'm ready. So I loved Unsolved Mysteries. And, of course, you know, the Robert Stack narration and the piano, the haunting piano tinkle and all of that. And they brought it back on Netflix. And it's fun. It's a brainless kind of 45 minutes to an hour that you can waste revisiting a murder case that hasn't been solved. And sometimes they do these goofy episodes about people who think they're living in haunted houses and that sort of thing. But in terms of the nostalgia and in terms of anyone who might like true crime, and we've talked a lot about that on this show and my fondness for it, it's a fun watch. So I give it 3 stars out of 4 on Netflix for the new version of Unsolved Mysteries.
All right. Easy to find on Netflix. Good stuff. All right. So my show... my show is going to be a tougher sell than yours. Everybody just listening to us now said, like, oh, yeah, I'll check that out. Unsolved Mysteries. I'm good. I'm telling you, the show I am about to see, don't turn up your eyebrow or cock your eyebrow and look away. It's a very good show. It's called Pachinko.
Okay.
It is an 8-part, 1-hour drama on Apple TV Plus based on a 2017 best-selling novel, which my wife read and loved. Story takes place over 8 decades, begins right around 1910, ends in the 90s. It centers on the very, very harsh existence of 4 generations of a Korean family living in fiercely racist Japan, where Koreans were second-class citizens, relegated to poverty, unable because of politics to return home, have this hardscrabble existence. It juxtaposes 2 timelines, basically, one in which a young woman who's ends up being the matriarch of the family has to find a way across the ocean to provide for her family, and then the one which is kind of set, I was going to say current day, but it's the 90s, in which her grandson tries to assimilate by working in a prestigious bank. Look, I know it's a tough sell. It gets more tough. It's subtitled.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. There is a dubbed version, but the voice actors in that come across. Remember those old Japanese movies?
I love them. Yes.
Well, that's what sometimes the dubbing is good these days. Not so much here.
Okay.
So you got to deal with the subtitles. Also, the story moves through multiple time tracks, kind of segueing constantly between then and now. So you got to pay attention. You don't sit and watch the thing scrolling through the Twitter on your phone. But it is great drama. And great drama is great drama. And historical drama is great. There's an episode that centers on a 1923 earthquake I didn't even know about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's very cool. It gets an 8.4 on IMDb. It gets a 97% thumbs up on Rotten Tomatoes. So the people who are watching Pachinko are really liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I found it because I just Googled what are the 10 best new shows of 2022. I had already watched 7 of them. So here we go. Let's okay. watch this. Listen, and here's it's not Squid Game. There's a lot going on with Korean TV
yeah.
these days.
Yeah.
It's not Squid Game, but it's excellent. It is prestige drama, as they say.
So what you're saying is this is not the kind of show that Jason Kelsey is going to watch while he's plopped on his couch with a big bucket of buffalo wings next to him, but
he may not.
Nonetheless.
I don't want to underrate Jason Kelsey,
okay.
but yes, it doesn't fit that description.
Gotcha.
And I'll just add this. I keep recommending shows on Apple TV. I'm not a spokesman for Apple TV, although if that job becomes available, I'd be more than happy to do that.
I am sure it pays handsomely.
Because, listen, they just raised it from $4 a month to $6 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of months, I have recommended Severance, which was a great show this mm-hmm. year, Slow Horses, a British cop drama, Bad Sisters, best show of the year.
You loved it, yeah.
My favorite show of the year. Blackbird, which was a compelling dark drama. And Last Days of Ptolemy Gray with Samuel L. Jackson. This makes show number 6 on Apple TV, Pachinko. Anybody who's looking for a show now, Philly season is over. Eagles play once a week. You need a show. Hey, Unsolved Mysteries sounds like a lot of fun. I certainly think that's a great idea. If you're looking for... And I hate to say prestige because that limits it, right?
Yes.
But just a really good drama, Pachinko on Apple TV Plus. You'll thank me later.
TV can be smart and fun at the same time.
Yes.
And it sounds like the show Pachinko is that.
It's smart. Yeah. It's not always fun. I mean, the earthquake wasn't that much fun.
Well, yeah, it depends on your definition of hilarity, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this segment is sponsored by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. I know my friends at Guida. They'll be watching Pachinko. Let's get to Aaron in Norristown. You're on with Mike and Glenn. Hello, Aaron.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to talk about the Philly free agency, if I may. Like, Trey Turner's an obvious guy I wanted to see them get. But in terms of pitcher, I know a lot of people talking about Rendon. But there's an intriguing name that I would like to see them sign, and another guy I wanted to get your guys' opinion. First of all, I think, besides Rendon, I think Tyler Anderson from the Dodgers is better value and allows us to get more relievers. But how intriguing would it be to get Justin Verlander at, like, 2 years, $70 million?
Mm.
And after the way he connected with the Phillies, I think that's actually a connection with the way he was played off in the World Series. And I think it would be a great story. And obviously he'd be a tremendous pitcher to help carry this team into, you know, with his experience and his ability into the World Series next year. I want to tell your opinion on that. And I had a unsung hero as well. Bowl player.
Aaron, I think Verlander would fit in personality-wise in the city without question. Yeah, I think it would depend on the
Bringing
length.
Bringing his wife, right?
Kate Upton. Yeah. Yeah, I think it would depend on the length of the contract. Yeah, but, you know, a year or two, I could see it. I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to it. No, I don't think I would.
Okay.
You would not, I'm sorry, you would or would not be
I would not.
To?
No, I would not.
I would not. I would spend the money elsewhere.
Okay.
Again, you're going to sign a shortstop, one of those four shortstops, I would say highly probable,
mm-hmm.
and any of those guys is going to cost a fortune. Yeah, we want to spend John Middleton's money. You mentioned Tyler Anderson, who's I brought up earlier. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't hear that. Yeah.
I'm more kind of that level and think that either Painter or Abel is going to come up and help me this year. And by the way, I guess I'm going to bring up an unsung hero, Ranger Suarez.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a big Ranger guy. I can live with a rotation of Wheeler, Nola, Suarez, Painter, Anderson. And be happy with
Suarez
that.
Is the one guy who in game 6, if you're going to take Zach Wheeler out with one out in the sixth inning, I'm bringing in Ranger Suarez. Yeah. I'm not bringing in Jose Alvarado.
That would have been a better deal. All right, Aaron, who is your unsung hero?
Well, he's the guy they should probably name the award after, the starting forward on the 83 Sixers, Mark Ivarone.
Interesting.
Ooh, that appears to be a qualified no.
Here's the thing, Aaron. Not a great player. I mean, just kind of there along for the ride.
They don't win the championship without him because Bobby Jones can't start. So he has to play, and he actually, literally stabilized that team. And
I'm kind of with Mike here. He was kind of a body.
I always heard a story about Mark Ivarone.
Give him the first 8 minutes and get him the hell out of there.
I always heard a story about Mark Ivarone that he once entered a game with his shorts on inside out, which is hard to do when they have a drawstring. I don't know. Just for that reason alone, I'm skeptical of Mark Ivarone.
We may get better than Mark Ivarone and Joe Lefay.
I hope so.
We might. I may give it to me for Ranger Suarez.
I have a whole list of them here.
I have 1,057 that people sent me yesterday.
I am not above taking this gift card from our listeners and spending it on myself.
There you go. Mike Ann Yardley, you're on with Mike and Glenn.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I told the producer, I'm kind of unwilling to try to second guess the moves of Dombrowski in the hot stove league. You know, he's done such a good job this year. You know, the idea that you'd be switching people around, yeah, well, I'll trust him to do it. But, boy, I wish I had stronger suggestions, but I really don't. Now, I agree with you, Glenn. I wouldn't be going after Verlander. I think our starting pitching is remarkably good right now.
Well, I want one more. No, don't get me wrong. I want to add a starting pitcher, but $70 million for Verlander doesn't seem the move to me.
Yeah, and Painter looked so good. You know, I think you need to get him up next year and see what he can give you. If you make him the fifth starter and you see him every sixth day or so, I think that's the right move. He needs to see big league hitters. And, he might be it. He really might be it. So, and if you don't give him a chance, as much the same way I feel about Marsh. Marsh has made such improvement as an offensive player in the 2 months that we had him. You know, he might really develop much more than people give him credit for. And he's not a liability in the outfield.
No, he's good in the outfield. He's a good glove.
Yeah, I mean, the shortstop, yeah, I can see that. If they're going to get rid of Segura and move Stott over to second, that would make sense. But other than that, you know, I'm afraid to make a suggestion of what they ought to do. The other thing is that, you know, I'm not disappointed with the team at all. I'm disappointed that they didn't win the World Series, obviously, but that Astros team is really a good team. And it is no shame losing to them. They didn't lose to anybody in the playoffs but the two times they lost to the Phils. So I think we're in a much stronger position than maybe some of the neighbors.
It was a really good run, and they are poised to be good for years to come. Who is your unsung hero?
My unsung hero is my favorite player from the World Series team back in 2008, and that was Jason Wirth. Now, I know I've talked to you before, Glenn, and sometimes people think that I'm trashing him. I just hated to see him come to Philly in a Nationals uniform. His right-handed bat, when it left our lineup, killed that lineup.
Yeah.
The lineup never recovered from his loss.
It's an interesting name. To me, kind of too good of a player.
Yeah, I think Mike's point is really well taken. I actually mentioned this earlier in the show, talking about the 2011 team, that the thing that team was missing was Jason Wirth. It was an everyday power bat in the lineup. They never had it, and it came back to bite them a bit against the Cardinals. But I do think that Wirth is almost, as you said, Glenn, too good of a player to be unsung. I mean, by the time he left, it was Utley, Rollins, Howard, Wirth. He's the fourth best bat in that lineup. Maybe Raul Ibanez, a tick ahead of him, but I would take Wirth.
We haven't quite hit the sweet spot in this category.
Yeah.
I appreciate people's, suggestions and so on, and they've gone from the obscure in Joe Lefay to the pretty damn good in Jason Wirth, but there is that vein of unsung heroes that we expect to get to.
Yeah, and later in the show, Glenn and I can
You'll reveal throw a few all other, your names?
Yeah, throw a few more names out there.
I have two from that team, the 08 to 11 team. I have two guys that to me would qualify.
Okay. I have a few Flyers over the years who would qualify, a few other Sixers.
Muckers and Grinders?
Oh, you know how it is, you know, when in the mid-1980s there were a lot
full
of guys.
Of those guys.
Yep. Oh, yeah. we could go by name.
215-592-9494. He's Mike Sielski. I'm Glenn Macnow on a beautiful Saturday in the Delaware Valley. Hey, United Tires Black Friday super pricing has arrived. Get some of their best tires at the very best prices now. They're offering up to $120 off select sets of BF Goodrich and Michelin tires now through Cyber Monday. Call or go to unitedtire.com for sale details or stop by your local United Tire store today. Listen, the weather doesn't get any better from here, so if you're needing tires, now is the time to take advantage of great savings at United Tire. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.